Today we are facing a much different situation. There is a movement afoot in our nation for many of our major cities want to defund, reduce, and flat out eliminate law enforcement as we know it. The cities of New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, Philadelphia, and St. Louis have movements to defund law enforcement or reduce them. And Minneapolis, the city council has voted unanimously to eliminate their municipal police department. This is an example, in my honest opinion, is civilizational suicide. I want to read, before I go on with my own remarks, I want to intercede with a letter that was given to me today from one of our local citizens who wishes to remain anonymous. And it says, "Dear officer, I want you to know that I see you. I see you choose the booth in the restaurant that allows you to have your back against the wall. I see you walk into your next traffic stop while you hope it won't be your last. I see you working on reports after your shift is over. I see you directing traffic in the heat, cold, rain, and snow, dodging vehicles of careless drivers. I see you being filmed every time you try to do your job. I see you as you watch the media crucify your character while minimizing your cause. I see you answering a domestic call that can turn violent. I see that you are tired. I see that you are frustrated and misunderstood. I see you are flesh and bones just like me. I see that you are a human being who has a heart that beats for your calling to serve and protect. I see your cause. I want you to know I appreciate it. Respectfully, your fellow citizen." Then I wanted to go on here and say also, in my humble opinion, that law enforcement is one of the toughest jobs in our nations. It is a job that is stressful and potentially very dangerous, as we often hear of in the media. Yes, it is a profession. It has some very rich rewards. One example is a police officer. This was just last week. It was on the media, all over the news, actually probably internet news more than it was mainstream news, of an officer responded to a call in Michigan, I believe it was Lansing, Michigan, of a mother with a baby who was choking. And as he rolled up on the stop, the mother and the family were outside frantically holding the infant, 2-week-old, that was not breathing any longer. The officer quickly calmed down the family, cleared the airway of the child. The child began breathing. It was pretty much a beautiful thing to see on film and to see the family response, the officer's cool and calm demeanor. The other one I want to read about, this is a couple of years old, and this one is Officer Peter Goetz of the Hartford, Connecticut Police Department. In the summer of 1998, Officer Goetz arrived at a burning apartment building when a firefighter handed him a 5-year-old girl who was covered in ash and unresponsive. With no time to waste, Officer Goetz put the young girl, Josie Aponte, in the back seat of his patrol car, and he began CPR as his partner drove the car to the hospital. Little Josie, who had been in cardiac arrest, was breathing on her own by the time they reached the emergency room. They were told that if they had waited even a few more seconds to react, Josie quite likely wouldn't have survived. Officer Goetz followed up on Josie's recovery, but not long after, her family moved away and Officer Goetz lost touch with the family. Imagine his surprise when 18 years later, he received a graduation invitation from Josie Aponte. Josie was graduating from Eastern Connecticut University and wanted the man who had saved her life to be there. This is why we backed the badge.